Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today...
I'm Denise Cook.
And I'm Neely Andrews.
And you guys are Toe River Arts Council, past and future. It's hard to believe, but you've been the executive director of the Toe River Arts Council. It's been 30 years that you've been doing that. It just seems like yesterday.
I know. Time slips away pretty quickly. It's amazing, but it's been wonderful. I mean, it's been a wonderful job.
So how do you feel knowing that it's time to start with new adventures? Are you excited?
It's both. I feel excited and a little tiny bit angst. It's been something I've been working with for so long. It's almost like having your child, too, and it's time for them to go off to college or whatever. But it's a process of letting go and beginning anew. And I think for all of us, when we think about transitions, they're both good and hard, too. But after working with Neely, we've been working together for about a week and a half. Mm-hmm. And she's also been on the board for 2 years. I have complete confidence she can do it, and I'm there to help her out if she needs it, too. So.
Well, that's really great. It has grown. It has changed. It's amazing when you think about where it's been over 30 years.
It really has. And you think about even just like facilities. We were in little tiny offices. There was a little office on Oak Avenue that we had when I first started that just had boxes in it. And then we had an office up over the old library on the Burnsville Square, which Judith Grinnell, she came on soon after with Music in the Mountains. 40 steps up is what she counted.
40 steps up. Oh, my goodness.
I know it.
And so from there, of course, you've got the nice facility that you can do so much with in Spruce Pine, and you continue the presence in the Burnsville Gallery as well. So lots going on always. And actually, those two buildings is just kind of a small part of the Toe River Arts Council.
Oh, exactly. I mean,
you've got so much other things.
We really do. Education was a big priority when I started, and it still is a big priority. And the things that we do in the schools are very important to the mission of track, and also that was important to me as well, and I think it's going to be for Neely. We've seen some changes, too, that some things that are less, but then we've seen a lot more other kinds of programs come into shape. Like, we didn't have the traditional art program for students where kids are learning old-time traditions, learning to play instruments, and we didn't have that back then. We've been doing that now 10 years, 12 years.
Yeah.
And so that's a very exciting program. And we continue with partnerships to try to show how arts can help with education, and it's about being integrative in so many other topic areas, too, and helps kids to explore the world and see the best of all kinds of different art forms, and it's good stuff.
Well, and that's the beauty of the Toe River Arts Council. You've got that side that educates and performances, that type thing, and then you work so well with the diverse artist community. I mean, it's just amazing where we live. Nobody else has this around their backyard like we do.
Yeah, I travel different places, and people are envious of our amazing artist community. It's pretty phenomenal when you think population. There are about 32,000-33,000 in our two counties, and over 500 artists that live and work, and that's their mainstay for their income. That's pretty phenomenal. Many of them are the tops in their fields. They're known worldwide for their art or craft forms. And then you think about, these are mostly just visual artists. There's so many people that do things with music and theater and dance, other parts of their life, generally speaking. They're not just a musician. They're a potter and a musician or a dancer and a painter. They do multiple kinds of things, which is a part of their life.
And when you think about that many artists and folks making some level of living, it's easy to talk economically about the big businesses and stuff you see every day, but it'd have to make a big difference in the actual economy of both counties.
Definitely. We participated in an Americans for the Arts economic impact study in 2016. This was just for nonprofit impact with the arts. And for three counties, as we included Avery, Mitchell, and Yancey, it was over $7 million a year impact that happened in our community. It's about full-time jobs, part-time jobs that are created as a result. It's about other kinds of things. They have a house. They buy gas and groceries. It's about complete living, how the arts presence can make a difference in a community.
The Burnsville, the big glass telescopes project, that's continuing to move along. Isn't there something going on with that in July?
We are having the dedication of the first scope. We're planning for it to go up the first part of July, and we'll have the dedication July 27th, which is pretty exciting. Neely can tell you all about it, too. She's getting fully steeped.
You just grabbed her and threw her in the river, didn't you? There's no messing around. Yeah. She'll learn how to swim.
She's swimming, Bruce. She's swimming.
Thankfully, I do know how to swim.
So now, Neely, tell us a little bit about you. Welcome to the community. Now, I say welcome to the community. You've been on the board. You and I were on the board together for a couple of 2 or 3 years, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me about you. A little background first.
Sure. So I grew up down the mountain in Hickory, North Carolina, so not too far away. Got my undergrad from Appalachian in art education. So Denise mentioned art education is extremely important to me. I've seen what amazing things can be done with art teachers and teachers in general and students in a small rural community before. So I'm really excited about continuing that work. I've lived in Raleigh and Valley Crucis, Banner Elk, kind of all over the place, but moved here a couple years ago and just fell in love with the community, and everybody welcomed me with open arms and were so lovely and wonderful, and I knew that this is where I wanted to be. I was working for the community college for a couple years and served on the board, as you mentioned, here, and just knew I had to be around art because I kind of had taken a step back from that and just became involved with the Arts Council and volunteered and got to know the staff and just really fell in love with everyone. And this position opened up, and it was a perfect opportunity for me. And as I've told many people, it's my dream job.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine being in a more beautiful place with a more amazing group of people. And I'm really looking forward to all my new challenges and getting to know everyone.
The future is bright for the Trove River mm-hmm. Arts Council plus Trove River Arts. Mm-hmm. There's lots going on, and you got a big plate there, pal.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. My head is swimming. I feel overwhelmed some days, but I think that's natural and to be expected. And Denise has been such a great mentor, and she made the mistake of showing me where she lived the other day, so
whoops.
I may just show up in my bathrobe every morning and expect her to give me a dissertation or direction for the day. No, I know she's going to continue to be a great resource, and there are going to be challenges, as I mentioned, I know that, but I am looking forward to it, and I'm just going to jump in, and we'll see what happens, but I'm optimistic. It's a wonderful organization that has done so much great, amazing work since its inception, and I expect to continue that.
Thank you to our guest today, Denise Cook, the retiring executive director of the Trove River Arts Council, and the new executive director, Neely Andrews. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.